This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Did you get it recording this time?
It's recording.
All right, it's recording. Good deal. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we're back for the second half of our college show. What a good start you got there. Hey, get your face out of your goddamn computer and start our show.
What kind of computer was it?
Goddamn.
Oh. Yeah, and see, you guys were giving him shit because you thought he was a religious zealot. Here he is taking the Lord's name in vain on the Sabbath.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Eric's got his face just sucked into YouTube talking to all of our people.
Buried in the chat.
Hey.
So we had a great first half.
Oh, the first half was excellent. It was great. We had a lot of callers. We want to thank Jay and Kat
Dave,
and Eli and Dave. Yeah, everybody did good. We had a lot of good conversations that went, and we're looking forward to this next one. It's probably going to be just a tad shorter. We had a couple people cancel on us, which is no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you were going to have that. I should have accounted for that a little bit more, but I don't know. We'll do our thing.
But we got a couple more people ready to roll. So
without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and give Ty a call.
All right, let's give Tyler a call.
How do you know it's Tyler?
That's what you have wrote down in the notes.
Just because that's what I have written down to make it true. Hello there.
Hello, this is Surreal Talk.
How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not too much here.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're not doing too bad. We're excited for the second half of our call-in show today, and I'm particularly excited for the topics that you wanted to talk about, as I know other people in the chat are as well. The Denver airport is huge.
Yeah, it's very, very big.
Very, very. So why don't you start us off, Tyler? What are some of your things that you've learned about the Denver airport, or some things, some inconsistencies, or even just the conspiracy you want to talk about? What do you got?
Well, I mean, I got a whole page of notes here. I don't want to just do this like script style, but
right.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, do it, man. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, apparently it's opened February 28th of 1995. The production of it was 16 months behind schedule and $2 million over budget. The final cost was said to be $4.8 billion, which was twice as much as the next biggest airport.
And I, you know what, I read somewhere also, Tyler, that they don't know where a lot of that money went. Well, and they can't account, and I shouldn't say that they don't know, but their budget isn't complete. And so they spent X amount of dollars but could only account for, less than that.
Right. That's where some of this touches on, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you then. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. some of it, a lot of conspiracists say that there's multi-story buildings that were built underneath the airport, a complex network of tunnels. That was said by a construction worker, quoted from somebody. Some people say a New World Order command bunker, post-apocalyptic fallout shelters for the global elite, future FEMA concentration camp. But it was...
That's the only one I haven't heard is the FEMA concentration camp. The rest of them, yeah, I've heard all of that. The NWO, the elites, you know, that's their bunker almost. But the FEMA camp was the only one that I haven't heard of before. Nice.
Yeah, I was looking up stuff last night and I came across that one and I'd never heard of it either.
Makes sense.
They said a lot of the underground tunnels were said to be the airport rail system, which is pretty big, but as far as I know, it only goes two different directions, back and forth
from
in between
terminal
different terminals.
Yeah,
I've heard that there is a lot in the murals as well. Like, have you checked out any of the pictures of the murals inside of the Denver airport?
Yeah. A lot of that's said to be like New World Order. Yeah. What does it say here? Yeah, most of them were painted by a guy named Leo Tanguma. I don't know if that's pronounced right, but I hope it is.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sure. We butcher pronunciation here, so you're okay.
Some of the murals tell a story of bio-warfare, apparently, destroying the world as the New World Order taking its place. One of them has a Nazi soldier in a gas mask.
What? I'm going to have to go out there and check this out.
Did you know that the runways are shaped like a swastika?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy, huh?
Resemble a swastika, yeah.
I'm gonna have to look
in one other mural, there's the same Nazi soldier, but he's dead on the ground with kids standing before him.
Really?
And then in one of them, there's a quote from a child that died in Auschwitz.
And why is it all like this? I mean,
that's the conspiracy, Everett.
I'm looking at the overview of it. It does look like a swastika. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, it's a pretty. If you think about it, though, it's a pretty economical way to lay out an airport.
Well, I mean, yeah, it probably does make sense. That way you can fly in at all directions and have...
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good from
the
top.
It's so sinister to look like a swastika, but damn it, it's functional like a son of a bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
apparently the old-style airport that they built over had, I think, 6 operating runways, but they could only use 3 at a time because they overlapped. With this, they're able to use all of them at the same time.
Really?
It looks like there was a dedication from the Freemasons, a stone.
There's a capstone there that was dedicated by the Freemasons.
Well, we know that they're not quite what we thought they were.
Yeah, they don't make gargoyles.
No, they do. Dave said they make gargoyles back in the day.
Well, back in the day. They don't do it now, though.
Well, nobody makes gargoyles.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. The dedication stone does have the Masonic symbol on it.
Mm-hmm.
It said it's commissioned by the New World Airport Commission, which nobody's ever heard of or can... say to be real or exist.
Yeah, I was just reading about that. They were saying that airport officials have said that it was a commission for the New World Airport, but the wording calls to mind the New World Order conspiracy. The New World Order conspiracies believe that there's been a small group of powerful people working together in secret throughout history toward establishing a single all-power global government, and that's the part of the NWO that they're saying that's you know, like an underground base for, like you said earlier, the secret global elite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the date on it that it was commissioned was March 19th, 1994.
My birthday.
I was reading, there was this little fun bit of information. If you add up the numbers in 19th, 1994, it equals 33, which is the highest degree of masonry, as we were talking about earlier.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That is interesting. I love but number.
It only works if you don't add the month of March. So if you just do 1 + 9 + 1 + 9 + 9 + 4.
Okay.
Which is a little odd, but...
Yeah, whatever. They're all a little odd. Those numerical
I think there's a like one of the murals is titled "In Peace and Harmony with Nature," and it says in something I read it was meant to address the destruction of the environment, and that goes like right along with the Georgia Guidestones because the number one rule on the Georgia Guidestones was keep population under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, and this mural is titled "In Peace and Harmony with Nature," and both are considered to be New World Order. Sites, the
I
Georgia
doubt it
Guidestones
to do
and
the Rosicrucians, but it's pretty common.
In the background of that, it seems to show a building kind of surrounded by a haze or like a gas, maybe. And then there's also animals being crated up.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, these are just freaky, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff. Apparently, in front of I think it's that mural, there's a thing on the ground, looks like a mineshaft rail car that's got the symbols for gold and silver on it, AUAG. But some people were saying it could also stand for the Australia antigen, which is a strain of hepatitis discovered by one of the founders of the airport.
Wow. Weird that you would put that on there.
Really? Well, what's the atomic symbol for gold? AU?
AG.
AU?
Or AG.
It's AG. So what's AU?
Silver.
So gold and silver, AUAG.
Which could be obviously mining them in a rail car. But
that's crazy. There's a huge horse Mustang statue outside the airport, too, that I guess it killed its sculptor while he was working on it.
What?
Yeah. 32 feet tall, 9,000 pounds. It's nicknamed Blucifer by conspiracy theorists.
Blucifer, cool.
Yeah, apparently.
We must totally be reading the same article.
I just wrote it. I wrote a bunch of stuff down off some different articles here.
I like lists, so I go to websites that give you lists. And this the one I'm on right now says it's crazy because it's exactly verbatim what you just said too. Blucifer is 9,000 pounds, 32 feet tall.
What's he made out of? If he's 9,000 pounds and 32 foot tall, he can't be made out of much.
I couldn't find it. I'm imagining it's some kind of like a bronze cast or something.
Makes it's got to be hollow or something. Yeah. Oh man, he's got a big red eye. That's the scariest horse I've ever seen in my life.
That is a gnarly looking Mustang.
This is the first time I'm seeing it.
Yep. Apparently, those eyes glow red all day long or all hours.
People have photoshopped this into numerous types of destruction photos.
Yeah,
like lasers coming out of the eyes and destroying things. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Some people are saying that it represents the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, which is from the Book of Revelations, represents death.
Sure.
There, which I found kind of weird since it killed its sculptor.
Wow, that is crazy.
That's nuts.
Wow, have you ever been there?
I've been there quite a few times, actually, and I wanted to mention, yeah, I'll be there in like a week or two. So if you guys want, I can try to take some pictures of murals and whatever I see around, even though
dude,
they're
be awesome.
All
yeah,
over the internet.
Post them up on the Facebook web, the Facebook Surreal Talk page, man.
Yeah, the group.
Yeah, yeah, or the group, yeah, both, hell. We'd love to see some pictures, you know, from like, that's like an actual viewer, you know.
Cool, yeah, if I get some time, hopefully I'm not
yeah, Facebook
in a rush or anything, I'll take yeah, a bunch of pictures for you guys.
Phone snaps are fine, too, I mean. It's not like we expect you to get the best camera in the world.
Yeah, we do. No.
No, I've been wanting to make – I haven't been out to Colorado in like 10 years. I want to go back out sometime.
I bet you do.
We stayed in Durango. We stayed in – what was it? Estes Park, which is close to Denver. It was pretty good time there.
Yeah, I got family out there I'm going to see. But I've been there multiple times, and I never really noticed all this weird stuff until I kind of did a little bit more research and got more into conspiracy theories. But – now that I do see it all, it's really weird and not much of it adds up.
It's very thought-provoking, and the son of a bitch of it all, just like all the conspiracy theories, we'll never get all the answers.
No, we never will. It's crazy, though.
Every time we get one, we get more questions.
Things like this Denver airport, if there's really nothing sinister going on there, somebody's just fucking with us is what's going on. They're like, you know what, I'm going to ruffle the feathers of these guys. You know what I mean? It's like, if there's really nothing going on there, then somebody's just an asshole because there's too much. There's a bunch of stuff going on there, you know. That's like,
yeah. Why are you gonna put all these breadcrumbs and right. then like we just spilt our lunch?
Yeah, assholes.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a. I think it's by one of the baggage claims, I believe, but there's an open suitcase mural or statue with a demon coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah, dude.
Just all this
when
random
was
the, weird stuff.
When was the first time you heard about all of this with the Denver airport? Because I think it probably hit me about a year ago with the Denver airport.
Yeah, probably a year or 2 years ago.
As I haven't known about it being, you know, like there, all the crazy shit that's there. I haven't known about that for very long. It was, I don't think it was
See,
very.
I had just heard it whenever Ty sent me an email a while back wanting to be on the show. Sorry, and that was one of the things you wanted to talk about. I was like, what's so cool about the Denver airport?
Right, yeah.
Just a goddamn airport, right?
Not at all.
Apparently not.
On the outside, yeah.
So
I mean, they got planes and they got seats and shit, but it's not just an airport, you know. I mean, there's baggage and stuff, but.
So you also said you want to talk a little bit about the NSA. You got anything there for us?
Most of it was just kind of the Edward Snowden
stuff. Sure, yeah. We love talking about him.
I had recently seen that movie, so I was kind of into all that.
Snowden, that's the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
How was that movie, actually? I want to see it. So was it good?
It was pretty good, actually. It's very thought-provoking, and there's parts in it where he's covering up laptop cameras with like pieces of tape because apparently you can see through them at all hours of the day if you have your laptop open.
Yeah,
people put post-it note stickies over their around here over their cameras because they're a little nervous.
I actually watched it with my girlfriend, and I came over to her house like a day later, and she had taped her camera up too.
Right, hell yeah. I think the interesting thing about Edward Snowden is that a lot of people don't know. They hear him branded as a trailer or a trailer. Goddamn, a traitor. They hear him branded as a traitor, and without fully knowing, like grasping what he actually did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why don't you explain a little bit what Edward Snowden was responsible for doing and why he's considered a traitor by the United States government?
Basically, he is. I believe he's residing in Moscow, Russia, right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he worked for the NSA and all this underground stuff. Apparently what the government's been doing is but they've been listening our phones, our cameras, our laptops, our tablets, all that, our listening devices and viewing devices for them.
Text, emails, status updates, phone calls, voicemail, everything.
Yeah, they can see it all, but they're not supposed to.
No, not at all. That's spying on your own country.
I don't want
to on your own citizens. And I feel like Edward Snowden, he released that information because he knew that wasn't right. Did you know that he made $200,000 a year, lived in Hawaii, and had a beautiful wife, and he gave all of that up to let the American people know that their government was spying on them unconstitutionally.
Yeah, yeah, touched on a lot of that in the movie.
Yeah, well, I like I said, I haven't seen that movie. This is just kind of what I know from Edward Snowden. And you know what? Something that kind of angers me about the whole situation is a lot of people try to compare Julian Assange to Edward Snowden, and it's not even fucking close. In my opinion, Edward Snowden's a hero, and Julian Assange isn't. And the reason, I'll let you know why. So Edward Snowden dumped it all one time. Boom, here's what it is what it is, and dipped out. This is what it, you know, all of it. Now, this Julian Assange guy with all of these leaks with the emails and everything, he's like, oh, I've got stuff that I'll be leaking next week that's going to put Hillary in jail. Like, if you got it, leak it.
Yeah, what do you need, ratings?
That's what I'm saying. Right. So he's using this as a popularity contest or some sort of to make himself famous, whatever.
He's got an agenda.
Exactly. And that's what I don't like.
And it's not an agenda of just giving out the truth.
And that's the thing. So, like, you know, he might be blowing the whistle on Hillary, but somebody's pulling her strings, and somebody's pulling his strings the same way as somebody's pulling her strings, because it's, you know, he's not doing it for the reason that it should be done. You know what right. I mean? He's not, Julian Assange isn't putting this information out there for the reason that it should be. Edward Snowden did it because it should have been done, because he wanted America to know what their government was doing to them. Julian Assange, I feel like he's just kind of like the asshole Edward Snowden. You know what I'm saying? Dude, does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know what I mean? I feel
like if you've got all this shit, then just drop it. Dump it. Let's hear it. Let's see it. What do you got? You know, don't give us this one week and then maybe give us this the next week and then wait till 2 days before the election to drop the
big
truth bomb.
You should put it out that afternoon, because you don't need to put any kind of spin on it. You don't need to doctor.
Exactly,
you don't need to redact
right.
anything. Put it out. It's like, oh, I got this today. It's fucking crazy. Check it out.
Yeah, instead that's why
I'm going to hold on to this until, like, it makes sense for whatever my reason is.
So I feel like he uses this whole deal, the WikiLeaks thing. I think he uses this as for a popularity or some sort of celebrity.
Who knows exactly what his motivation is, but
right.
it's less than stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's not, I don't know what you would call it, but he's not Edward Snowden, man. He didn't do it he's not humble. He didn't do it for the right purposes, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, he just wanted the publicity, and Snowden wanted us to know because we deserve to know.
Yeah, well, Snowden knew the gravity of the situation that with what he was doing, he knew what was going to happen. He knew that if I release all this classified information, they're going to try to kill me, you know what I mean? Or whatever. They put him in jail, prison, Guantanamo Bay, whatever. He knew that by doing this, it was going to drastically change his way of life. You know what I'm saying? 200K in Hawaii with a beautiful wife.
I don't think I could have done it.
He gave it all up just to let the American people know what was going on.
And even, you know what's the bummer about it is? It didn't change a goddamn thing. Honestly.
No, you know what? It really didn't. And that does suck. But it not a lot of people care. That's the bullshit part about it. It's like, oh, what are they going to do? They're spying on us. Fucking get mad about it, you know what I mean? Something. I don't know.
Speaking of spying on it, like, I never cover up my camera, because if somebody looks through my camera and sees what I'm doing in front of my laptop, the joke's on them.
Yeah, right, exactly. So yeah, it's like, you don't want to know what I'm
doing. You're gonna
want
to forget at this address and not come back to this laptop.
delete. Exactly.
All right, Ty, I thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I always enjoy talking about the Denver airport and the NSA, those sons of bitches.
Yeah, no problem, guys. I was excited to see that a lot more people were interested in it.
Yeah,
were excited to hear about it.
Did you see the chat? They were big talking about the Denver airport earlier. The gal that was on in the first show, Kat, was actually saying she wanted to talk about that. Was one of her subjects, but she narrowed it down to something else. So.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, she could have touched on it, too. I wouldn't have minded at all.
Right. Well, we definitely appreciate the call. And, hey, man, keep listening. And we're planning on doing some more of these call-in shows. So if you've got any other topics that, you know, we haven't covered, or you think's just odd or freaky or weird or paranormal, keep your ears out, man, and we might have you call in again.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, I just started listening to you guys maybe a month ago, actually, but I really like your stuff.
Yeah, we've only been doing it for, what,
7 months?
Six or seven months.
Yeah, early April.
Yeah, our earlier shows were just god-awful terrible. But I feel like... And even these shows aren't that good, but I feel like we've come into our own, and we have our own style and our own brand of discussing these things. You know what I mean? We don't full on tinfoil hat the people. You know what I mean? We don't buy into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We look at things objectively, and I would have to say, like, I'm more of the believer than he is, and he tries to keep me in check. And there's a lot of back and forth between us, but you know, we have a different style, and I don't know.
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe that's kind of what some people dig about us. I don't really know, though.
I like it. You guys are just real about it, and you guys enjoy what you do and have fun with it. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we do above all.
And if you do listen to us, you know we like to talk about movies because we have a fucking pop culture section on every single episode.
Oh, we're
going to
have one this episode, though.
No, we won't have any pop culture this episode.
Maybe we'll talk about
maybe we'll talk about other call-in shows in pop culture.
Yeah, like what's that movie, Talk Radio?
Talk Radio?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right, Ty. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks a lot, Tyler.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Catch you later.
You too.
All right, all right, all right.
Indeed. That was cool.
We have...
I did not know all the shit about the Denver airport.
Yeah, the Denver airport's a really crazy
conspiracy,
I feel like. So
they went like double over budget or something? Like $4 billion they spent on it?
Yeah, they went... It was supposed
to... $4 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
9 zeros.
They went $2 billion over budget on that airport. That's crazy. That's just...
Where does the budget come from? Is that paid for by tax dollars as far as you know?
I don't know. I don't know who actually paid for that.
So if it's not paid for by tax dollars, I don't give a shit what it went over budget, though, to be fair.
Oh, really?
Hey, get off your fucking phone. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get...
give it here.
Did you get the number for the guy? Rodney was supposed to send you a number.
I'll get it. You get off your phone.
Where do you think I'm getting the number from, Dick?
Okay, fine.
But yeah, so I know Rodney and Blizz. What about Blizz? Let's see if we can get Blizz on.
Blizz, send us a message on Facebook, man. Either one of us. We'll get that number going.
Even though Obama has signed a Whistleblowers Act promising to protect whistleblowers, meanwhile, he is the most wanted man in America. Yes, he is, Rodney.
Obama the most wanted man?
No, Edward Snowden.
Oh. I was going to say, that makes no sense.
There's totally like a war on whistleblowers. We talked about this before. I just didn't feel like, I don't like that.
All right, there we go, number.
All right,
Blizz, we're just
going to
go ahead and call
right.
you now. At the sake of wasting everybody else's time.
And then there's the next one after Blizz.
All right, hold on. Text it to me if you would.
Yeah, sure thing.
Stay off your phone, but text it to me.
Here we go. We're calling up Blizz. He's one of the guys that's he's always on our YouTube. Good guy. Real participatory in our Facebook group stuff.
Yeah.
He's actually blowing up the Facebook group all day today. Liz. Oh, yeah, there you are.
Sorry we're unable to answer your call at the moment, but if you leave...
That's unfortunate. Okay, I'm calling you back again, man. Dun, 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 dun. Is this the right number? Yes, it is. Here we go. One more try.
One more time. Let's do it again.
We need a producer to get this shit set up for us.
I thought that's what you did.
Yeah, but like...
You're the brains on the talent, right?
We need somebody outside the box. Oh. That phone number.
Look, Rodney Greenway saying, answer the phone.
I hope this is the right number. Let me double check here. Nope. I'm putting in the wrong number.
God damn it, Seth.
I missed it by a digit, man. I missed it by a digit.
That's what you get. That is what you get. Look, that was not me. Yeah, not only do we talk about conspiracy, we also prank call people here on this Surreal Talk today.
Dude, I'm seriously going to make up like, this is the downtown police. It would have even been him. This one's pretty sure. I'm going to double check this. Blizz?
Hello?
Hey, this is Pizza Hut. Did you order a large pepperoni with extra cheese?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. This is Surreal Talk. What's up, dude?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
What's going on? What do you say, bud?
Let me close out of something on my phone.
Do your thing, man. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show. We are live.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Love you guys' work. Great show.
Work, he says.
It's not really work. It's more of just a hobby, but we have fun doing it, and we love it too.
So yeah, thanks for the love.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for joining us in the chat every Sunday.
We didn't
and,
have Blizz scheduled at all, but he's picking up the torch and jumping on.
Yeah, that's a true fan right there.
I don't know.
Look, the guys are struggling. One of their people.
I have
canceled.
Trouble calling people fans. I don't know. Maybe they are fans or whatever. But
I just feel like I'm like normal people, not really fans.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. I don't
want
to have fans.
Describe them. I don't want to say
people have fans.
You know what I mean?
Makes you feel weird.
I feel like I could go out and drink with these guys though.
I'm not much of a drinker, but I'd chill.
Yeah. Not much of a drink. He's like, well, never mind. I'll leave that for another time.
We'll go to Colorado and hang out.
There you go.
So what's up, man? What do you want to talk about?
So really, I mean, like, I could talk about a million things. So I stumbled upon something.
We don't have time for a million.
not sure the credibility of it, but kind of goes into the whole like hollow earth discussion, flat earth discussion.
I'm with you. I love talking hollow and flat earth.
Okay, so it kind of like goes hand in hand with that, but not quite. It's not quite on that level. Maybe it's even crazier than like flat earth, hollow earth.
Cool.
So
this isn't Blizz.
I stumbled upon a video the other day, tried sending it to your guys' your Facebook Messenger. So what I ended up finding was a video titled "There Are No Forests on Earth."
Oh, you know what? I seen that video, but I didn't watch it. But I have it saved on my phone because I wanted to watch that. Yeah, damn it. Where did I see that? I saw it in one of the groups, Everett. There are no forests on Earth.
There are no forests?
It's probably when I sent it to you in your
Yeah,
messenger.
That's right. That's right. You are the one that sent it to me. I have it saved. I have not watched it yet, though.
Wait a minute. Re-explain this to me. I've been to forests. I've been in a forest.
So the thing that we would consider forests, you know, the like the 30-meter trees, 90-foot tall trees that we come across when we're out walking around in the wilderness, those are a fraction. They're basically bushes compared to the trees that used to be on Earth.
I've been to California, to the Redwood and Sequoia Parks.
Those are impressive. But the crazy thing about that is the majority of trees on Earth are only roughly around like 200 to 300 years old.
Right.
Which I find strange in itself. I mean, there is trees that date back to like 3,000 years, supposedly, or that's what we're told.
No, that's what I hear, too. Like, some of those old growth sequoias were around, you know, 3,000 years ago. There were saplings, you know, back in ancient Egypt.
I've seen those crazy pictures of, like, the huge trees, like the lumberjacks back in the, you know, black and white pictures of, like...
They're still that big.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. And I've never been to them to see them in real life, but...
Anyway, yeah, sorry.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
So the idea behind this is, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the term of a mesa, but it's a natural terrain feature.
Oh, what?
It's like a mountain with a flat.
Oh yeah,
a
mesa. A mesa, yeah, like a big, like a, it's like a plateau kind of.
Yeah, well, kind of like Devil's Tower.
Right,
would
right.
Be a good one to
I've
reference.
Been there. I actually been there in South Dakota. We drove right by.
You've
it.
Been everywhere.
Man, we drove. Uh-huh. We've driven all over the country. Me and my wife. We have a real good time doing it too. So anyway.
So the idea behind this theory is that Devil's Tower is actually a petrified stump of the tree that used to remain there.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
And you're talking about, because Devil's Tower is about 300 meters tall. So you're talking about a tree that would have been over 6,000 meters tall by the time they factor in the math of what the tree would have actually been.
That's crazy tall.
The scientific explanation of how Devil's Tower was created was a volcanic eruption followed by rapid cooling, and that's why you have all those hexagonal lines that are running from top to bottom. But if you look at how lava cools, how it looks when it cools, that doesn't make any sense as to what's being portrayed with Devil's Tower. It is perfect hexagonal shapes, or I shouldn't say perfect, but they are hexagonal columns that run all throughout the entire thing that is very similar to the biology of what a tree structure would be like.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It looks like the picture, like if you look at a leaf under a microscope, the way that the cell structure looks, like that weird, not perfect hexagons, but you know what I mean. Like, you
yeah,
know how cells look when you
I
look
do,
in a microscope.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Right, so supposedly, like, the reason why the hexagon or hexagonal figures show up so much in nature is because that's the most efficient shape. Like, if there were to be circles within structures, you would have gaps in between those circles.
Right, I get
so
that.
So nature automatically produces these hexagons, so it all perfectly fits nice and well together, and that's the exact thing that you see in the Devil's Tower.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. So Saturn, I don't know if you've ever heard of Saturn, has a giant hexagon on top of its, and one of its moons has a giant hexagonal cloud-shaped pattern.
It's like the pattern. Whole pole, isn't it? It's...
Right. So, and I forget, go ahead, sorry.
I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
It's the exact same reason. I'm looking for what it's called. Hold on. Do 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 do. Well, long story short, Google, but there's a scientific reason why hexagons show up. Like you said, it's the easiest way to like easiest geometric shape to create. But there's another reason, and I forget what it is. I'm an asshole, and I should have been more prepared for this.
But I think he said it, though, is because if circles were showing up, you'd have, look, like here, you'd have big gaps in between that you couldn't fill. But hexagons perfectly line up in every, you know what I mean?
True.
You could build a grid, or you could build a grid around the Earth. Exactly. You don't lose any space. There's no space loss with hexagons.
You could do the same thing with squares, though. Offset your squares like bricks.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not nature. Nature grows, it goes out in all directions equally. Exactly.
So essentially, there's all these mesas around the world, and for the most part, they all have a flat top. They come straight down more towards the bottom. It starts curving into the land, similar to what you would see as a tree stump. It doesn't just go straight into the ground. It kind of has a gradual curve where it connects to the land, and then sort of along the outside, you could see like the rest of the terrain kind of disturb, almost as if there would have been like roots that are running through there, the tree roots. And that's sure. Especially with Devil's Tower. I don't know the other names of the mesas right off the top of my head, but I mean, a simple Google search or Google Earth, whatever, you'd be able to find them.
I read an article a long time ago that said that that all of the, and this goes along with what you're saying, that all of the trees and everything that we have on Earth now are not at all like what they were 3,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago. They were like, there were just different species, taller, more, they were just plants. Animal plant life was different back then.
Millions of years. Silicon based instead of like carbon life based like they are now. And
I don't know that we've ever had any silicon life actually on Earth. We've never proven silicon. As far as I know, we've never proven silicon based life.
I don't know.
It was just a theory.
That's what this theory is going back to, that these gigantic trees were silicon in nature, and that's why these mesas are appearing the way that they do, but they still held the same structure of trees that we would see now. It's something that we can use as a reference.
Right.
It's on a grander scale, but we can use our tree life and our vegetation to reference it. So, but it goes even deeper than that. So we got the mesas that are the tree stump. Now you see a lot of them that are flat tops. That's implying that something or someone had cut this down. Then in the movie, they show other comparisons of same stump-like features or mountain features that are spiked and frayed up at the top, similar to as if we had demolitioned a forest to clear out the forest. The stumps that you have left behind don't have that flat cut top. They're jagged up at the top. And they show all these references to broken stumps versus these natural occurring terrain features. And it's trying to pose it as essentially there are no such thing as mountains, no such thing as rocks, canyons, anything like that.
Dude, you got to do me a favor and post a link to this on either our Facebook page or Facebook group.
I've got it. He messaged me that video.
Good. Put it on. I want to check this video out later.
Yeah, dude. I haven't watched it. I wanted to so bad, though.
So there's a lot of other things in nature that use hexagons, too. Think about snowflakes.
Snowflakes?
Always six-sided.
Right. Yeah.
What else we got? Basalt columns. Epithelial cells in your eye are hexagonal.
Really? I didn't know that.
Honeycomb, of course, is hexagonal.
That's a good cereal, just flat out.
Yeah, so. that was another reference that they had used for this argument was the honeycombs and how the bees make up their honeycombs because it's the most efficient for what they have to work with. It can store the most product, but takes up the least amount of space.
Here's another one. Did you know a lot of organic molecules are aligned in hexagonal patterns?
I did not.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too.
So there's a lot of truth to what he's saying right here. But I get it. So, like, if you go back to, like, 65 million years ago when there were dinosaurs on the Earth, do you think you're going to see an oak tree?
Not an oak tree specifically, no.
But I'm saying, like, vegetation was different back then.
Yeah, but the amount of CO2 that was in the atmosphere changes the way plants are going to grow.
Okay.
I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about.
So if there was a big extinction event, what would they call it? Chicxulub crater comes down, eradicates all the dinosaurs.
The crater itself didn't come down.
You get what I'm saying? The Chicxulub asteroid comes down, creates a crater. So, yeah. See what I deal with? Do you see what I deal with, Rodney?
Yeah.
Anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that would change the CO2 in the atmosphere. and it could change the way vegetation grows. You know what I mean? So it's not far off to say that 65 million years ago, the vegetation was completely different than it is right now.
So was regular wildlife, like animal life.
I mean, we got dinosaurs. We don't
65 million years ago, a lot of evolution happened.
Along with that comment you had just hit on about the atmosphere. So with these trees, the trees that we're dealing with now are 99% smaller. So it poses the question of pretty much everything on Earth with dealing with that lack of oxygen has shrinked 99% in size. That's why, you know, the possibility of like dinosaurs shrinking into what are now lizards or references of giants back in the day, but now you just like the tallest person that you're going to most likely come across is like 6'4" or something. I know there's larger cases, but this is one of the arguments that they're making. And before we get, I don't want you guys to cut me off because it's a little bit bigger than that. It's also posing, so like I said, there's no rocks, no mountains, no nothing. Everything was a prior species that had petrified into what it is now. So the mesas being the tree stumps, other mountainous hill formations might have been a gigantic species of mushroom, just stuff like that.
Now, so that's fucking interesting, man.
It also goes in and it talks about these natural features that are actually quarries. And an example of that would be the Grand Canyon wasn't shaped by water. It was a quarry. It was a mining area thousands and thousands of years ago, most likely by the same species that had cut down these trees or that had pretty much mined our whole entire land. So you look at all these natural formations that are talked about, and you look at them in comparison with what a mining quarry would look like, and it is very similar. They look like a terrain feature called the wave wall or wave rock or something. It's a rock that comes up and almost like curves perfectly around to the point where it's like a quarter circle, but it's just one rock. And you're like, how does that form in nature? And then they show this gigantic tool that we use now. It's just like almost this huge Ferris wheel looking thing with gigantic shovels that just cuts the hell out of it.
Yeah, it's like an excavator.
Yeah. I'm looking at Wave Rock in Australia now. I've seen it before. It's just crazy looking.
And that's interesting that you bring up the Grand Canyon and like you said, how it would make remember how that the giants would be. Okay, so there are Indians that actually say that there is an entrance into hell in the Grand Canyon, that the giants were the ones that found it. Now, if you know every Native American tribe has their legend or story or myth of giants predating them here.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
And then kind of one more thing to top it off for you guys. So like I said, no such thing as mountains, no such thing as rocks. They're all a pre-species. Or going back on the mountains and volcanoes. So mountains, or what we would consider mountains, are actually like the dumping ground of where we put this mined material. Just like when we dig a gravel pit, we move that gravel from one place to another.
Like at a quarry, there's a big pile of rock there that they've quarried out and put in a pile over across the way.
Exactly. Right. And then the same thing with volcanoes, or what we would consider active volcanoes or whatever. It was meant to just be a pile of rocks like the mountains were. But in these volcanoes, there was mined up some chemicals or, you know, just elements that don't agree with each other. Occasionally, they bump into each other. There's a chemical reaction which causes a volcanic eruption. So all the mountains, the volcanoes, etc., were placed there. They weren't a naturally developed feature. They were just remains from something like the Grand Canyon, where they had to move that dirt and that stuff somewhere.
Wow, man, that's, like I said, that's an interesting theory there, man. And now I'm going to actually have to watch the hell out of that video.
The whole hell out of it?
Yeah, the whole hell out of it.
The video, it is really good. It's kind of like boring at times, like, I don't know, it's kind of dull, but if you look at the evidence and kind of, like, you take it out of context and get a little bit interested in it.
You're talking to a guy that watches three-hour flat Earth videos. Nothing's boring to me.
You watch yeah. 3-hour-long flat Earth videos?
I sure do.
I'm worried for you.
So, yeah, that's what I had to offer. I wanted to get on here and talk about Hillary Clinton and all that. And my thoughts on that.
Don't we all? Well,
that conversation will be done in 3 days.
Hillary, right.
One way or the other.
Hitman. Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys got an hour and 17 minutes to spare or whatever, take a look at that video.
Why is it always 117?
Is the best. So.
That is crazy, man. And you know what? That's, like I said, that's super interesting, man. Because, like, and now I know this is just movies, but if you ever watch that movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, have you ever seen that before?
No.
Okay, so this, it's about the end of the world. And so anyways, at the end, they take
Right?
Okay, so at the end, they take his kid and that little girl to another planet. You know, I guess the angels or the deities or whatever they are, the aliens, outer space people, they don't really say what they are. But they take them to another planet. And if you look at the trees and the vegetation and the grass, it almost looks cartoony. You know what I mean? And I imagine that would it would have been maybe, you know, way back in the day around here because, you know, way before humans fucked everything up.
Right.
You know, with a good atmosphere, with a good, you know, ozone layer, you know, no carbon emissions. Everything's growing fruitfully and just, you know, flourishing.
Yeah.
Interesting food for thought. All right, we're going to go ahead and bounce off here, man. It's been good talking to you.
Hey, we appreciate it, Rodney. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks again,
great.
Rodney.
Thanks for having me on. Keep up the good work.
Hey, no, we appreciate you. Have a good day.
Take it easy, Rod. And we're clear. That was great.
Yeah, that was a good one there, man.
That guy's into some crazy shit that I ain't never even heard of,
I
man.
I know. I liked it. That was good stuff.
I might watch that video. I don't know. It seems kind of far out for me.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm definitely watching that now.
Yeah, you're going to make a T-shirt out of that.
No shit. So, coming. Blizz, we ready now? Everett already messed it all up for you earlier.
I screwed it up. Someone sending him a Skype message. Make sure he's still there.
There's a bear. Can you hand me that rifle, buddy?
Shotgun.
Also that chair.
It's a shotgun.
Yeah, but I think a rifle would probably be a better deal to have.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kat, are you still in chat? We'll see you in a second. But I saw something on your Facebook profile. I was doing a little stalking beforehand.
Oh, surreal stalk.
Surreal stalk. Yeah, I'm the surreal stalker. looked like you were a Grateful Dead fan, perhaps. I'm a big Dead fan myself. Here's my little proof. I got my little Dead tattoo. It's kind of hard to see.
I did that on him myself. I tattooed that on his arm.
You did not.
I know, but it sounded good.
Let me tell you something a little crazy about that real quick while we're waiting for Blizz. I used to have a really big wart on my thumb and one on my finger, and I tried everything from freezing them off to burning them off to everything you could think of, antifungal creams. They were just big warts. Couldn't get rid of them. I got this tattoo, and they were gone within 2 weeks. So I read an article about how getting tattoos, like mini tattoos, can increase your immune system.
Really?
It throws your body into like an aggressive healing mode, more or less.
Right.
So I got this right at the entrance to my arm. I've turned on, you know, crazy healing mode to deal with this tattoo, and it may have just healed, you know, whatever happened there, healed the warts on my fingers.
So you don't pick up frogs anymore?
I never picked up frogs. I don't touch frogs.
I mean, if they piss on you, you get warts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
Man, Blizz is gone.
He gone.
I guess. Well, we'll give him a couple more minutes.
Anybody else in chat? Frank Reynolds, anybody wants to?
I do want
to
say we're going to have Armand from the Lineup Media crew. He's going to be on the show sometime this month. We're going to be talking about climate change, global warming, and the conspiracies behind that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
I know he's a devout non-believer in climate change.
Really?
At least man-made climate change. He's got a lot of evidence.
I feel like climate change is real.
You think it's man-made caused and we're causing global warming? Is that what you think?
We've had this talk before. You conceded the point to me, don't you remember?
No, I want to hear it again.
Well, you'll have to go back and listen to one of our episodes that we talked about it.
You know I don't got time for that.
Blizz,
you're missing out, buddy. I'm going to give him a couple more minutes. What else we got going on?
I know we're going to do the... what did you want to do the police state next weekend?
I don't know yet. We'll figure that out.
Nate was wanting to come on, and that was a guy that's been sworn into 8 different jurisdictions as a police officer, and he kind of wanted to come in the show and be on the show.
Shit, he is the police state, sounds like.
Well, he doesn't agree with everything that's going on. That's why we want him on the show, because he's been a police officer in 8 different jurisdictions. He's also been in the Army and said that something that he doesn't get is how that when you're in the Army, the rules of engagement say you can't fire until you've been fired upon, but in America, as a police officer, you can fear for your life and kill somebody. With no, and he doesn't, you know, he just wanted to talk about the police state, and I thought we were maybe doing a police state episode. I thought that was kind of something we were going to do. You know, maybe not next week, maybe the week after, maybe something, but we've got to keep that in the lineup, I thought, a good police state episode. And we got the climate change wing we're going to do. What else we got planned for the future? I know we got some more stuff on the list, right?
Yeah, let me look here. We got a guy actually on Facebook or on YouTube. I'm talking to you real quick that wants to call in. I'm Mr. Chris Dabney. I'm going to get that going. Oh, Blizz is back. Okay, Blizz, we're going to take you next, then we're going to talk to Chris after that. So, Blizz, I'm going to call you right now. You ready?
He's calling you right now.
Okay, hold on here.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Blizz. This is Pizza Hut. Did you order a pepperoni with cheese?
Oh, hell no. I don't eat beef or pork.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm just kidding. This is real talk. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's
you don't up, eat man? Beef or pork? Are you Muslim?
I'm doing pretty good.
Dude, pork's good. I love bacon.
I love beef.
Yeah, I love it, but I just had to cut it back. I got tired of feeling sluggish.
Oh, man, I feel sluggish.
Does it do
every
that
day.
To you? For real?
I've noticed the difference from it. It did it for me, and then I stopped because I was working night shift, and I got tired of just being, like, extra tired for no reason. And then I cut that out, and it was like, damn, I got a lot
of
energy.
That's the catch 22 with bacon, man. It tastes so yeah. damn good, but you just can't do shit after you eat it, you know?
Yeah.
So how you doing, Blizz?
I'm pretty good. I'm just ready to get into this, you know?
Let's do it. What do you want to talk about, bud?
Let's see. I'm going to keep it short because I'm not going to touch the Mandela effect.
I've been Mandela'd before.
I almost got Mandela today. But whatever happened to that missing plane? Did they ever find anything
about
you
talking
that?
About Malaysian Flight 370?
Yeah.
Oh, here, look. I'm glad that you brought that up because get this. So five of the people on that plane and then one person that wasn't on that plane were all co-owners of the patent for a now you're going to fuck me up because I don't remember exactly what it was for, but it was some microchip they had a patent for. And it was uh-huh. five people on that plane and then one other guy. And the other guy was Jacob Rothschild. Now, all five of those other people on the plane are what? Dead. Now, they don't have any, they're not owners of that patent anymore. But you know who is? A Rothschild.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. but there's a lot to that. You know, they said that Malaysian Flight 370 also had a bunch of cancer doctors. No, it was AIDS doctors. They were the breakthrough AIDS doctors on that plane, too. Something like a bunch of them died in that crash or died, didn't die. We really don't know. You know what I mean?
My fiance said that they landed on an island somewhere and they're just living life. I was like, no, those fuckers are dead or some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards, too. Yeah, they fucked.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to touch on. You ever play the game The Suffering? It was for PS2.
I don't think so.
We were never PS guys.
I don't think I played that.
Okay, it was basically what I remember is it was kind of based off of this haunted prison in
it was developed
West
by,
Philly
by Surreal Software.
And it was like real weird. It was like real crazy. I think like one of the there's a documentary somewhere and I can't find it obviously right now, but there's like an actual document on the game, like a documentary on the game. And I think like one of the parts that stuck out the most was like in the cells. It wasn't like a normal cell. They had like a little hole in the ceiling and it was called the Eye of God. I was like, that is some creepy ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow. I was like, man.
Yeah,
and,
that is nuts.
And I'm everywhere right now just because, first of all, this is awesome. You guys called.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, thanks
yeah.
for calling in. We had a couple extra spots, and why not fill it with people that are in our chat every week?
That's yeah, right. Exactly.
Even irritating ones like you.
For all the other listeners, in case you didn't know, Blizz is a Team Eric guy and not so much a Team Everett guy. That's right. Oh, tell them about the poll. I'm sorry to break into you here just a second, Blizz, but that knows we have this poll going on. What's the score at right now, Everett?
Let me look. Let's see.
It's Team Seth against me.
No, it's not Team Seth.
What
it's
is
25
so
to 27
away?
Me.
25 to 27 you?
And I'm I voted for you.
I don't believe that.
I did. You can look at my screen right now.
I don't believe that. Well, I'm going over.
I will take my vote back. Now it's 24-27 me. Bleed at.
Okay, well, then I'm going to have to go to work tomorrow and get everybody to vote.
Yeah, cheat it up, man. Cheat it up. Why don't you get on Reddit and, you know, just post a big old thing out.
Yep, just vote for me.
Call your good friend Donald.
I think that this poll is going to be just an on-standing poll.
I don't ever want to turn it
off.
Yeah,
we don't ever want to take this poll down because eventually, hopefully, if it ends up being like, you know, like 500 to 300. Then
we'll take it down.
Then we'll take it down.
We don't need anybody getting shit on like that long. I mean,
yeah,
a little
that's
bit
pretty
of shit.
Bad.
Seth so, must lose.
Yes, he must.
So you say.
So what are some of your other favorite conspiracies, Blizz?
Oh, man. Besides, the one that I'm really, really stuck on is the Mandela right now.
Oh, man, the Mandela is crazy, dude. It's, man, just nuts. Like, you know how many YouTube videos there are about that?
There are, and I just posted some in the group, actually. Go on Facebook and go into the group, and you'll find it.
Nice, nice. I sure
and,
will.
But, yeah, it was like, what was it? You know, We Are the Champions?
Yes.
The song? Queen, yeah. Okay. How does it end?
No, you know, time for losers, because we are the champions of the world.
Yeah. No, it's no. gone. It's not there.
Wait a minute.
It's gone.
No, don't fuck with me. For real?
No, it's gone.
Cue
it's
it
gone.
Up. Cue it up.
I can't cue it up. We don't have a license for it.
We got YouTube. Oh, we don't have a license
for it. Yeah, we don't have a license for it. Then this video becomes non-monetized.
No, but look it up on the, I posted it in the group. Look it up on there. It's a clip. In between the different little Simpson things. And what it's showing is that the Simpsons said the correct things and the actual things that are actually going on that never change, quote unquote, or the opposite.
So you're telling me that at the end of the Queen song, they don't say of the world?
Based on what I seen, I was like, wait, no. Wow. But on my behalf, I did not check the actual song. So
Right.
But you might think that's what it was saying.
I'm going to check it, too, because that's gnarly. I mean, I knew exactly what you were talking about when you said that.
I had a guy just yesterday.
What? I was like, no. And was at a birthday party. Another one was
go ahead,
was a cereal. I know about it. It was called King Vitamin because it's my favorite cereal.
Right.
And it was called King Vita Man as opposed to King Vitamin.
Oh, was it like a dude on the front of the box and he was Vitaman?
Yeah, but it was still like the king, but it was just the spelling of the word vitamin. And I think the way that it is now is Vitaman and not Vitamin. I said, get the hell out of here because I know my cereal. I'm a fat guy. I know my food. Can't mess with me.
Preach it, brother. That's one thing we got stuff in common. Like we know our cereals. So. Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, the Mandela effect is just blowing my mind. That shit is crazy, dude.
I don't know. I still contend that it's just a bunch of us was bad at. We got, I mean, me included on some shit I don't remember. Just bad memories.
Oh, yeah, Berenstain?
Yeah, it's Berenstain, obviously. I guess we were just wrong.
I guess so,
I find it easier to believe that we're just a bunch of dickheads who don't remember good than the universe is swapping, but that's just
I don't know, man. It could be timelines merging and altering and, you know, skewing off into different
directions.
You
heard of Occam's Razor?
Well, you know they blame CERN.
you do. Yes, I know they blame CERN for the Mandela Effect. Yes, they do.
So Occam's Razor is old school.
And they recently got caught doing a mock sacrifice, I think, or something like that.
At CERN?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably like a couple months ago now.
No shit.
I think we wouldn't have heard about it. Fuck these days.
No way, that'd be gnarly as shit. And I read a pretty cool article, and I'm pretty sure it was fake. That was from, I'm a scientist at CERN, and we really messed up this time. Was the name of the article or whatever?
Oh,
and
yeah.
We really messed up this time.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was fake too. But yeah,
I fell asleep on that one.
I fell asleep. right.
There's a really good video that I seen. It was somebody took a video. It was. The article came from Russia, and it was a video of a portal opening up or something. It was like kind of like in reverse, like the air and stuff was being sucked into like this little thing, and like there was like an orb that like went up to it and like disappeared or whatever. Like they thought it was energy or some type of thing like that, and it was crazy. I got to link you that what I seen, but it was by the sun. I think it was one of them, but it was over like Russia or something like that. I was like, what the hell is this? But it was like broad daylight and you could hear it. It almost kind of sounded like a like real bad wind or something like that. But you've seen the clouds and stuff like warping into this like little thing. And it just, I was like, there's no way in hell you could edit that. I mean, there is, but the way that it was like, no.
Have you ever seen those videos and even, you know, articles about like, the huge apocalyptic end of the world trumpets going off from the sky?
I've heard about
that. Oh, yeah.
Those are some gnarly shit to watch too, man. Those are kind of crazy. Like people coming out of their houses with their phones just recording the fucking sky and it's just bwah, big, huge, you know, just a large, big trumpet blow.
That's just one of those things until you see it yourself. I almost feel like I have to call bullshit until I hear it myself.
Until I see it myself. Right. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
I mean, that might scare the shit out of me.
With the way the internet is these days, it's easy enough for people to troll. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be taken aback and immediately believe a lot of shit. I'm on a quest for the truth since we started this, sadly.
Right.
Sometimes I feel sadly. I've been asking a lot more questions and looking for answers, but that's just one of those things that, you know, seeing is believing.
Right. Oh, of course. Yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit, and I know you give me shit on this, Blizz, about the whole God thing. You think I'm on the Christianity side. No, I'm on the side of people just wanting to live their life.
I'm
not giving
shit on that because I'm a Christian. I'm
that's a different person that was giving you shit. No, it wasn't Blizz.
So many people give me shit.
A lot of people
give me shit, okay?
We had a Facebook message when it was come to Team Eric or Team Everett, and somebody Facebooked us and said, Team Eric, he said, I was Team Everett until all this pro-Christian propaganda lately. Hail Satan. Some guy messaged us that shit. It was pretty funny.
That's funny. We got a guy on YouTube saying he just watched the Queen video. He says, of the world is still there, so... Wow. That one might be a little difficult.
Yeah, but did he watch an old video?
Well,
it's just a joke.
The
because...
Switch, yeah. No, you know what I find that you were saying about the Simpsons thing, where they're kind of a record of the old school way of it?
Uh-huh.
But if it's the universe switching, wouldn't it correct everything, not just...
It's not the universe.
Barely, it was a glitch.
What I thought the Mandela effect was...
It's the memories of the people, right?
I thought that it was... Two dimensions merging and then switching. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not a complete.
No, so like in this dimension, you remember it as Berenstain Bears, but in the other dimension, it's always been Berenstain Bears. And then these two dimensions just cross at one point in time, and you are into the other dimension. You know what I mean? That's
Mandela
what I
understand. Effect will fuck you with all.
Yeah,
of
dude,
like,
the Mandela effect is fucking nuts, dude. Yeah. It's very crazy.
I wish that would have never came about.
Yeah, and then it's like with that alone, it's like anything that was fact is no longer fact.
Right.
That's what, like, I hate about it too. It's
nothing,
like,
is real.
God damn it, you could just say Mandela effect and you're gonna go, oh well, maybe.
Yeah. It's like a catch all for everything. Mandela
shit,
effect, man.
Yeah. Shit. All right, Blizz, we got one more guy we gotta talk to. You got anything else you wanna hit before we get out of here?
No, that's pretty much it. Not unless you want to get into some deep web stuff, and then we really can't talk about that all the way. But
we're gonna get into that eventually. Eric and I are gonna talk about it. I want to do a show about the deep web because nobody, like, even who I work with, there's a lot of people who are kind of in the know of some shit.
Mm-hmm.
None of them really knew a goddamn thing about the deep web.
I don't know much about
really?
It either.
Yeah, you couldn't tell me how to get on it, could you?
You gotta have a Tor, don't you? A torrent.
Oh god, you gotta have a torrent.
No, you gotta have a Tor.
The program is called Tor, which is short for the Onion Routers.
Yeah.
So it's all there. You just have to have a way to it.
Basically.
Yeah. It's basically
just not searchable through Google, right? It's not searchable through Google or Yahoo or anything like that.
Well, there's more to it than just that, too, because it's a whole separate protocol that a lot of the content exists on. Mm. Now, the deep web, there's the deep web and the dark web are two different things that people kind of get confused. The deep web is the unindexed part. The dark web is like the part where you got to have a whole separate way to access it.
Oh.
It exists out on the internet, but with the standard browser, you can't get to it.
Oh, okay.
So it's
that's when you get into the red rooms.
Yep. All right, Blizz. Well, thanks for calling in,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Blizz, we appreciate it. Thank you, man.
You should change your vote. All
right, thanks, brother.
You should change your vote as soon as you get the chance.
No, don't do it at all.
I will never.
Well, whichever vote you get a chance to change, just saying. Throwing that out there. All right, Blizz. Thanks again for calling in, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yep, have a good day.
That's pretty fun. Finally get to talk to that crazy bastard.
Yeah. Blizz is cool.
He's all right. All right, we're going to go ahead and... get our last call out for the day. Hold on a second. Get back to my emails. So we're going to call Chris up real quick. I'm not even sure what Chris wants to talk about.
Chris, huh?
Chris Dabney. He's in our YouTube chat. He's haven't been seeing a lot of him on there, so it'll be interesting to talk to this guy. He could be ready to fucking throw out a major troll on us.
Yeah, he's going to be like, fuck her right in the pussy.
That'd be funny. Here goes the call. Here we come, Chris. It's the NSA. It'd be great if you used the NSA somewhere.
Hello?
Hi, this is Pizza Hut. Did you order a pepperoni and cheese?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fuck.
What's up, Chris, man?
What's going on, dude?
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How you been?
Pretty good. We haven't seen you before in chat. Have we seen you on the YouTube chat before?
You haven't seen me on YouTube, but I watch your videos on YouTube.
He's like, you haven't seen me, but I've seen you.
I like it. That's creepy. That's awesome, though, man. We appreciate you calling
appreciate
in
thank
and,
you.
And taking the time on your Sunday to watch us on YouTube and have a talk with us. So what is it you want to talk about?
Well, I can't remember his name right now, but the guy was talking about the giant trees and that being cut down. Well, it made me start thinking about all the giants and things that I studied for a while and how the museums are hiding it, and kind of gets to me because it's like, you know, that's cool information that should be out there, you know, and they found human skeletons up to, 36 feet tall?
Yeah, and, dude, the giants are great. Giants are crazy cool.
36 foot tall skeleton, that's like an 18 inch skull.
18? No, you're talking a skull like this.
Good point.
3 foot skull.
Yeah, good point. Shit, that's huge.
No, a 36 foot tall human being would have a fucking skull as big as this table.
That's a good point. Where do they find this stuff at?
All over the world. Actually, one of the best examples is actually where I live here in Arizona. They found several hundred bodies over 12 feet tall wearing bronze armor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, do they have red hair and double rows of teeth?
Yeah, the double rows of teeth, the red hair, six fingers, you know, all that.
Hell yeah. I told you Giants is like my second favorite conspiracy right below 9/11.
I haven't seen that. I've only been watching you guys for about a month and he's doing this call and thing. I was like, well, shit. I
oh, dude, we did a whole Giants show. It was fucking great.
We're gonna have to come back to it.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, there's so much to it. Like
was
the
Giants,
Nephilim,
was Giants
it was
a
the
Nick of Time or was it a Serial Talk?
It was probably Nick of Time.
So yeah, there wouldn't be a YouTube video for that. You might have to go.
No,
back.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a YouTube video for the Giants one, but there is. It's on the podcast. We did do a show on it, and man, yeah, the Giants conspiracy is crazy, dude. Because it's not.
There's different types of Giants, though.
Well, right, because it's not just in North America. There's the North American Giants that have the red hair, the double rows of teeth, the six fingers, and like you just said, they have all the bronze armor, the bronze weaponry, the big axes. But there's also Giants that they found. What's that?
This is the cool part about that theory about the, or not theory necessarily, but about what they found with the bronze armor and how old those skeletons would have been. You know how in Greek mythology, how they talk about giants and
sure,
you know,
titans,
you got the one-eyed giant who took over, Odysseus and the Odyssey?
Oh, yeah, Cyclops.
Cyclops.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is what you got to think about is the fact that Greece at that time was in the bronze era.
Ooh, that's interesting because all their stuff was bronze.
So, do we know that those stories are really not true? Like, they could be actually true because we found proof that giants did exist in that time period.
I'm not ruling it out for sure.
I mean, until I personally see myself.
What interested me was the bronze era stuff and the giants and the stories and, you know, and it's cool to think about. And, you know, you got to think 12 foot tall, like, in, like, for just a reference idea, you know in Harry Potter how they show the giant in the movie?
Yeah, Hagrid.
All right, no, not Hagrid, his brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that guy's ginormous. He's, like, what, 50 foot tall?
Yeah, no, he's actually, if you compare him to how tall Harry and Hagrid and all them are, he's only 15 to, like, 20 foot tall.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've seen that one. I've only seen most of them, like, once or twice. But, yeah.
Yeah, they're not as big as we would like want to think. Like, oh, that's 50 foot tall. No. That is maybe
shit. 7 foot tall to me is a giant.
12 to 20 feet tall. You know, so it's not that tall in retrospect of a number, but compared to us, it's huge.
Oh, it's humongous.
Well, since you haven't heard that episode before, we talked about in that episode, the tallest living human ever known to science is Robert Pershing Wadlow. He's from our local area, Alton, Illinois. He lived, what was it, the
24?
Well, he lived till he was 24.
Right.
When did he live?
Oh.
40s, 50s, something like that?
No, before that.
Oh, let's look it up. Anyway, he was
8 foot 11 inches.
Late 1800s.
8 foot 11 and 1/2 inches tall, I think, is what how tall Robert Wadlow was. There's still a statue that's...
He died in 1940.
1940, so there's still a statue that's like, you know, 10 minutes from where we record right now.
Yeah, that's more like 20, but...
Well, either way, but he's the tallest one recorded to science, and that thing, that statue is huge. Now, when I go and look at, like, some of these pictures, like, if you go and look at the Egyptian hieroglyphs, because the giants aren't just based here in North America. There's been giants in every culture over the world. You know what I mean? And when you look at the Egyptian hieroglyphs, you'll look at some of them, and you'll see the slaves and the peasants down right at knee level with some of these beings that they're associating
like
with.
Like whenever you see him bowing before Horus or one of the other gods.
Right, okay, so you'll see one of these big deities sitting in a chair, and then their slaves are lined up behind him, and they're only knee level to this guy sitting in a chair.
So they're basically the size of the Lincoln Memorial.
Right, exactly. So you would think these giants are probably 25, 30 feet tall. You know what I mean? And you know, what do you got? Goliath. Goliath was allegedly a Nephilim. The Nephilim are giants from the Bible.
The crazy thing about him is he was only 9 foot tall or so. He wasn't. His brothers were all supposedly up to 12 or more. Like,
yeah, absolutely right.
Little brother.
I think Goliath was something like 5 cubits or something like that.
4 cubits in a span.
Yeah, because they measured it in cubits back then.
Yeah, he was 6 foot 9 inches.
Roughly equals about like 9 foot tall or some shit. It's not as you think about it, and it's like that the tallest guy known to science was 9 foot tall, but he was not Nephilim. He had giantism.
He was just a big bastard.
Yep. Well, he had a pituitary pituitary malfunction, didn't he?
Something like that.
His pituitary gland was squeezed or something like that, and it produced the growth hormone constantly, and it never stopped.
It's a tumor that causes their. It's kind of like the opposite with dwarfism. Instead of it not releasing it, it releases way too much, and it never stops.
Right. Right. Yeah, man, that giants. I suggest you download a podcast app, dude, and listen, because we did two full episodes on giants, and it was a lot of fun. Because like I said, dude, that one really gets me, the giants one.
Well, the part that annoys the hell out of me is the whole giants thing. It gets hidden by like the Smithsonian and all these other really really big museums, and the reason they're doing it is because it completely kills the theory of evolution. So they instead of actually trying to find the truth, they're sticking with what they want to believe, not what is true.
So the Smithsonian goes by the Darwin. They're a Darwinian institution. Okay, so and Darwin, like you said, evolution. You know, anything that would go against that would make them look not only bad but wrong. So the Smithsonian, that's the great Smithsonian cover up is what that is, because they're a Darwinian institution, and if it was discovered that there were 10, 12, 15 foot skeletons, that doesn't fit into the theory of evolution, and that would make the Smithsonian look like assholes. So
Did you ever see that episode of Always Sunny?
That's the fun part about it.
Well, you know, and they can't have that. That's kind of the reason why. There's actually been recorded, there was a guy that worked at the Smithsonian and said he took a thigh bone home that was as big as like, it was like 6 feet tall or something like that. I mean, there's been records of
Dave people. Strange, who was just on our last episode, he's saying that there's a museum in Nevada that's actually hiding away the skulls of the giant red-haired giants. So
really?
It's all over the place.
There's another museum in like Nebraska or Nevada, one of those states. I don't remember.
They're on display in Peru.
Small museum, and has a thigh bone that's like 4 foot long on display.
Yes, if you go,
Smithsonian, they try to get to these dig sites before anybody else.
Yes, they do.
It happened in England. England, they found some kids found a skeleton remains of a human, and it had to have been at least 9 foot tall or so, and like the Smithsonian or one of the English
that actually happened in Wisconsin.
Jumped on it and destroyed all the evidence.
There's a site called Lake Devlin in Wisconsin, and I remember this from our Giants episode that it was a couple of brothers, and they were farmers. It was on their farmland, and they found an entire burial site of skeletons and artifacts and relics and shit like that. And they were all giants. And so, you know, what'd they do? They called the Smithsonian Institution to come out. So the guys went home for the night. And then the next morning when they came back to the archaeological dig that the Smithsonian had set up, there were no skeletons, no artifacts, no relics. And the Smithsonian wasn't there. And when they called to ask them about it, they said they didn't know what they were talking about. And that was in Lake Devlin, Wisconsin, and I believe 1918.
That's the whole conspiracy. Exactly. If a museum who's designed to actually tell you the truth about history and try to enlighten people is hiding stuff, what is the rest of the world doing?
Right. Now, did you know in Peru, they actually have those giant skulls with red hair on display in Peru. They don't hide that in Peru. You can look that up and Google it, giant skulls on display in Peru. And they actually have them with the elongated skulls, you know, the big elongated back of the head. They're on display in Peru. You can go and see them now.
There's some crazy shit going on in Peru, man.
I'm telling you, man.
There's apparently a pretty big black market for organs down there. Remember when a couple years ago I had the problem with my spleen?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a guy we work with who we used to do a lot of business in Peru. He claims that even to this day to still have a spleen in his fridge for me. He lives down there in Lima.
Really?
Yeah, he says, you got to come down here. I still got that spleen in my fridge.
Wow.
So who knows what's going on down there.
That is crazy. Photoshop.
Who knows, man? The guys in that, I don't doubt it.
And all those areas of South America, you got all those alien theories.
Yeah, like
going
the Nazca
on,
lines and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, the holes and the flat tops of the mountains. And,
uh-huh.
And Machu Picchu. Who knows what it's all about Machu Picchu?
All the pictures and everything.
Indeed. Far out. Well, Chris, thanks for calling in, buddy. I guess we're going to probably wrap it up and kill the whole episode off here. It's been a long day for us.
Yes, it has.
But we appreciate you joining into the show and wanting to call in and doing that. It's been great.
Yeah, it has. We've had a lot of fun doing this call-in show today.
It's been a good time.
Yep, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take it easy, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you.
See you. Have a good one.
Well, that's Chris.
And for everyone else out there that
you love Giants, you
yeah, that I'm telling you, that Giants thing just gets me every time. And that's stuff I can just recall facts right off the top of my head because it's so fucking interesting. You know,
you boom, say boom, I recall boom. Facts off the top of my head. Yeah, you recall internet words.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll concede that point.
We got a pretty good turnout today, in my opinion.
Yeah,
we had eight or nine people calling.
I think we did good. This was probably our best show we've had as far as
I'm almost kind of glad we didn't have everybody who said they were going to call in. We'd be here till like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, we'd had a lot of people on tonight. We've already been here. Yeah, we've already been on for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's just crazy. That's been a good time though.
Yeah, it has. So for everyone here, it's been a lot of fun, man. This was our first call-in show. It was I feel like it was a success.
I think so too.
I think we did a great job, and I think all the listeners and everyone had a lot of fun with it. So, I mean, I don't know about it ever, but we plan on doing this again, right?
More than likely so. It wasn't near as difficult as I thought it was going to be.
No, it was a good time, too. Yeah, I like interacting with everyone like we just did. You know, fun. That was a lot of...
And if you want to do more interacting and you don't feel like calling in the show, join our Facebook page and our Facebook group.
Oh, you whore.
I got you, dude. We're building something up. I got to whore it out.
Right.
So, any which way. Good show, everybody. Good show.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And
check out lineupmedia.fm if you're looking for any more podcasts. Trying to throw Eric his outro.
Yeah, nobody's looking for any other podcasts because they found the one and only
we got a lot of good stuff on the network. I'm in other podcasts.
Are they as good as this one?
No, not as good as this one, but they're good. If you're into sports, check out NotSoFastPodcast.com. That show I'm on, I do at least once or twice a week. We talk about anything from pop culture, like the latest Walking Dead or Westworld, to what's going on in the world of sports. I'm not a big sports guy, so they talk a lot about what's going on. I just give them lots of shit.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, isn't it weird how some people get way into, like, buying sports team paraphernalia? Like, I got to have this shirt and this specific pair of shoes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, UCLA has this different type of color for this type of thing here. It's like...
I got
What's
a buddy
wrong
that's
with you?
On
Why don't you
the
collect dolls.
I got a buddy that's on the Jordans. He's like, the new Jordans come out today.
And this is the same people that make fun of people who play video games or get into conspiracies. You're sports guys.
Right.
Who do this, and they might as well be collecting figurines. You know what I mean?
Little G.I. Joe figures.
It's all point of view, but whatever. It's a good show. We have good fun on that one. So check out NotSoFastPodcast.com and lineupmedia.fm if you're looking for other cool stuff to listen to on your rides or at home.
All right, Nathan, I'll get a hold of you this evening. So, but everybody... this has been Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, brought to you this week and, of course, every week by Amazon. If you're looking to do any online shopping, please visit surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon to be forwarded to our special Amazon page where any purchases that you make will directly support our show. And if you're into audiobooks, which I got a good feeling that none of you are, go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and click the Audible banner to create your 30-day trial and download your free audiobook. And as always, remember to like, subscribe on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That's facebook.com/surrealtalk, twitter.com/surrealtalkshow, and youtube.com/surrealtalkpodcast. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us by email at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com or by messaging us at any of our social media pages. Remember to leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or Facebook.
Reviews are awesome, man. Yeah. We're getting a lot of good reviews. Keep them coming.
I feel good because we're a 4.9 out of 5.
On Facebook?
Yeah, we're roughly
4 on iTunes.
Out of like 30 reviews, we're a 4.9 out of 5.
We need to get a lot more iTunes reviews. Those are the ones that get us up in the searches on iTunes to get people to find us. So if you get bored and you have an iTunes account, or go make an iTunes account, it's free.
Yeah.
Go in there and review our show on iTunes, and that's what really helps us out.
Really?
That's probably the best place to leave a review for us. So,
on behalf of Eric and Everett and our first call-in show.
On behalf of me and you.
This was great. I had a lot of fun. Yep. So
we'll catch you all next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, people.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
Yeah.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.